Okay, today is Daf Chaf Vav. We are on Chaf Hei on the bottom, at the last skinny line, with the Hei Shein. Today's year is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, the Ilanish Masid Chok Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda, whose Yortzeit is today, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Here we go. So since we spent a lot of time yesterday, a very difficult Daf yesterday, was about Kal V'Chomers, started off with the Kal V'Chomer, the Gemara continues with various Kal V'Chomers regarding the Nezikim. So here we go. Suggests the Gemara, Utehe Shein V'Regel Chayev V'Rishus Rabim Mikal V'Chomer. Shein and Regel should really be Chayev in Rishus Rabim. After all, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Torah says otherwise. Torah says only in Usteh Acher, only in someone else's Rishus. But it should really be Chayev in Rishus Rabim for the following reason. Umah Keren B'Rishus HaNizik. Ein HaMashal V'Lechati Nezek Keren in Rishus HaNizik. Peiz HaChati Nezek, if it's a Tam, Rishus Rabim. One second. Ma Karen. What about Karen? Sheberushus Hanizik. Ein Mashal Balchati Nezek. Right? Brushus Harabim Chayevet. And also a Karen is Chayev and Brushus Harabim. So Shein V'Regel. Shein and Regel. Sheberushus Hanizik. Mashal Nezek Shalim. Brushus Hanizik. They're full damages. There's no such thing as a time by a Regel. Ein Odin. Sheberushus Harabim Chayev. Shouldn't they be Chayev and Brushus Harabim too? Now that Kal V'Chomer sounds great. However, Amar Kra, the Torah says, Ubir b'steyacher. Right? The only time Shein Regel Achayev is b'steyacher below Rishus Rabim, not in Rishus Rabim. Says the Gemara, Midia Kule Kamrinon. You think I meant to say that Regel should be Chayev full damages? No. Palu Kamrinon. I meant to suggest that Regel should be Chayev half. Right? Chazi Nezek. That's what I meant to suggest. Amar Kra, impossible. What?
It's not
a Kal V'Chomer. And the only thing that Misteachah would come to do is be reminded to be a Chazi Nezek. So Amar Kra, don't think that. It says V'Chotzu as Kaspo. You should split that's by Karen. They would divide it up. Kaspo shel zeh, below kaspo shel acher. The only time you split up something is by Karen. By Regel, there is no chatzi nezek. We will speak about this more in a minute. Now, the Gemara suggests. Velotei shein v'regel chayeves, velotei shein v'regel chayeves b'rishus hanizek, el chatzi nezek. Shein and Regel should only be chayev in rishus hanizek, only a chatzi nezek. Why? Kal V'Chomer mi Karen. It's a Kal V'Chomer from Karen. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Ma Karen. What about Karen? She b'rishus harabim chayeves. It's chayev b'rishus harabim. B'rishus hanizek ein mishalem al chatzi nezek. And a b'rishus hanizek, it also only pays a chatzi nezek. So shein v'regel she b'rishus harabim v'tura. They put it completely in b'rishus harabim. Ein adin she b'rishus hanizek mishalem chatzi nezek. Shouldn't they also have to only pay a chatzi nezek? Amar Kra, Torah says, don't think that. Yishalem, it says Yishalem, which is Tashlumin Ma'alya, a good Tashlumin, meaning 100%. Asks the Rosh, what kind of Havamina was it that Regel should only pay Rishut Chatzi Nezek in Rishut HaNizek? What kind of Havamina is that? We had a few days ago, wasn't that long ago, such a thing called Tsroros. And that was a halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, that you pay Chatzi Nezek, a special thing by Regel. So how would I think that by regular regel you pay chatzi nezek? Impossible. How can I think such a thing? The Rosh answers, right? The Rosh answers, no. What the halacha l'moshe mitzinai would have done was that Soros would be whatever regel, Soros would be half of whatever regel is. Regel is half, then Soros would be a quarter. Regel is full, Soros would be half. That's what the halacha l'moshe mitzinai was. We use the vernacular chatzi nezek because we know the maskana here that regels nezek shalim. But that's really all tsroros. All the halacha l'moshe mitzinai meant to tell us was that tsroros is half of whatever regel is. That's the Rosh's answer. The Gilyon answers that the Gemara is asking here according to Sumchus. Sumchus didn't hold from the gzeira shava. Sumchus didn't hold from the halacha l'moshe mitzinai. We explained him. Sumchus held that tsroros pays nezek shalim. Really, if tsroros pays nezek shalim, then it's no different than regel itself, right? And then the question is a good question. Maybe it should be chatzin nezek. Have a kal v'chomer. It tells me chatzin nezek. That's the Gilyon's answer. The Maharam answers, unbelievable answer, that I would have thought, you know what Soros tells me? Really? Regel could be Chatzin Ezek. I have a Kal v'chomer. Ah, what about Soros? Yeah, you know what Soros is? Soros is never a Muad. Soros is never a Muad. Soros will be Chatzin Ezek forever. A Regel would be Nezek Shalom after three times. Now, the Shita Mekubetzes, the Atmos Yosef, it's an impossible answer. There's no such thing as Tam. Atmos Yosef says, it's very dochek to say that Regel makes a difference between time number one and time number three. Time number four. Who thought of that? Who came up with that? That's a very difficult answer. But that's the Havmin of the Gemara here. Why Soros is not a Shaila? Why? Soros is always a Tam, always going to be Chatzin Ezek. The question only was Regel. I have a Kal v'chomer that Regel, at least the first three times, should be Chatzin Ezek. That's his answer. That's a very difficult answer. Because where do we find a Tam by Chatzin Ezek? Where do we find a Tam by Regel? We don't find such a thing. And the last answer is the Yad David answers that the Halachal Moshe Mitzinai of Tzroros, all it did was tell me that Koach Kocho, you're going to be Chayev. Like Tzroros, it's a wild case. The pebbles, it's not the koach, it's koach kochel. Who said you're chayev for that? I have a halachal emotion that you're chayev. Right. I have a halachal emotion that you're chayev. And all the halachal emotion is telling me is, I have a kal v'chomer here, that you should be chayev chatzin ezek by regel. In the kanami, and Tzroros is the same thing. Tzroros should be the same thing. Right? I would think you put them all together. It's koch kocho. Kamash on Torah says halach l'moshu sinai. No, you're chayiv, and not only are you chayiv, you're going to pay the same thing as regel. Big chiddush. Okay, those are the answers. Now, next. The next question was, we're up to velotei keren brushus aravim chayiv. Now I have to tell you this. I have a kal v'chomer that keren should not be chayiv in brushus aravim. What's the Kav HaChomer? The Kav HaChomer. Ma Shein for Regel. Shein and Regel are very unique. She'er B'Rishos HaNizik, Nezek Shalem. In B'Rishos HaNizik, they pay full damage. For B'Rishos Rabban Petura. And B'Rishos Rabban, they pay zero. So Karen, She'er B'Rishos HaNizik, Chatzi Nezek. So B'Rishos HaNizik, Karen pays 50%. A tam. Ein Adin, She'er B'Rishos Rabban Petura. So shouldn't they put them all together? Could Kav HaChomer? Amar Kra, Amar B'Yochan, don't think that. Amar Kra, Yechetzun. Torah says that when an animal dies through keren, you divide up the money, right? Yechetzon ein chatzi nezek chiluk lo brishus harabim v'lo brishus yachid. Now there's no it's a drasha here, no distinction between where the animal dies, where the keren takes place. Brishus harabim and brishus nizek, they're both the same halacha. There's a kal v'chomer that seems to say otherwise, but I have a pasuk. Next, now. The hey adam chayiv b'kofer mikal v'chomer. A person, we know that a person never pays kofer. Right? What's kofer? Kofer is like a they call it in English a ransom. It's not a ransom. It's a monetary payment because someone died. So when it comes to an animal, we all understand such a thing as kofer. It's called nezek, right? I understand such a thing. When it comes to even an eved, I can hear such a thing. When it comes to a human being, there's no such thing. The only time you have kofer is when an animal kills somebody. Not when a human kills somebody. So, v'he'odom chayiv b'kofer mikal v'chomer. A person should pay kofer. Have a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma shor she'ena chayiv ba'arba dvarim. Shor does not pay. Tzar, ripui, shevet, and boshes. Then a chayach by a shor. Chayiv b'kofer. Yet, if a shor kills somebody, there is kofer that's paid. Adam, so a person, shechayev ba'arba dvarim, that has to pay those four things, ain't no din, shechayev b'kofer? Shouldn't he pay kofer? He certainly should. Amar kra, the Torah says, no, there's no kofer. Why not? Kechol asher yushatz alav. Alav v'yo lo al adam. It's only kofer by an animal, not by a human being. Look at the Rashi of the hey adam chayev b'kofer. What is the havamina that an adam is going to pay kofer? Why would an adam pay kofer? Right? Why is an adam paying kofer? The Torah, we know there's no such thing as kofer. If a person kills somebody, what does he have? Either he misa or a miklot. What's kofer coming in from left field? Says Rashi, Kigon b'mezid. No, the murder was b'mezid. Yeah, the guy was an act. It was b'mezid. But v'lo asrube. There was no hasra. The lesser bar katola, v'lo bar golas. He can't get killed because there's no hasra. But he doesn't go to golas because it was b'mezid. Such a situation, kofar comes in. That's the Gemara Shiloh. Says Tosfos, it's impossible. Tosfos says, that, you know what we're talking about here? No. Who said, you don't have to say b'mezid. You don't have to say that he can't be b'mezid. Rashi's trying to find a way where the murderer is not going to die. The murderer is not going to be punished. Why was he going to be punished? There was no hasra. Says Tosfos, no, there was good hasra. And you know what it's going to be? He's going to be killed also. And he's also paying kofar. Right? He's going to be killed also. Right? And he's going to get kofar also. What's the problem with that? How can he be killed and have to pay kofar? Isn't there a problem of... No? No one's on the ball today? Why can't someone be killed and pay kofar? Kim le midrav mine? How can he have to pay and... Right? It says in the Torah, kidei risho, which we say, is risho atas achta mechaivo, vieta mechaivo from shtei rishos. Right? So the Rashba says, that's what I'm talking about, malchus and money, not misa and money. Malchus and money you can pay, misa and money you can't pay. Tosfos ben Peretz has a deeper reason, a deeper pshat. The only time we say kam le midrav mine is when the murder, the misa, and the mamon are on two separate things. Right? It's Shabbos. So you burn down the guy's field. So you're over Havara on Shabbos. And by the way, also over the two separate things. Here, the Misa and the Mamon is for the exact same Misa. It's for a murder. You get killed because you murdered somebody, and you're going to have to pay kofar. Then you don't say Kom Lemidamine. Such a case. You don't say it. And therefore, we can give the guy Misa and make him pay. Right. Fine. Okay, that's that. Next. Okay. Now, next question is, I have a kavachomer the other way around. V'heshar chayev ba'arv devarim v'kavachomer. A shar should be chayev to pay arv devarim. Right? Nezek, tar, ripui, shevet, and boshet, a kavachomer. Ma adam shein a chayev v'kofer. A person is a chayev v'kofer. Chayev ba'arv devarim. He has to pay those four things. So shor shechayev b'kofer. A shor does pay kofer. Ein odin shechayev b'arba dvarim. Shouldn't he have to pay those four things? Why not? Amar kra, Torah says no. Ish ba'amiso. You only have to pay those four things when a man damages another man. Below shor ba'amiso. Not when a shor damages a man. Then there is no kofer. Okay? Next. Iboyelahu. Following question. Regel shadorsa al gabi tinok. If an animal, unfortunately, kills a baby. Didn't do it on purpose, because regel's not on purpose. Right? If it's a Karen, that's on purpose. This is just an accident happened. Regel is derech ilucha. So you can, now, we know that when a Karen kills somebody, what happens? The Karen has to, there's kofar. What about by regel? Is there kofar by regel? That wasn't on purpose. That's the shayla. Ibarlehu. Regel shadar sa agave tinak b'chatzar ha-nizik. Mahu. Shetashlum kofar. Is there kofar? Mi amrinan do we say, mi didehave ha-keren. Just like Karen. Karen, kivan da'avad cher tlasa zimna, or chehu. Karen, after two or three times, it becomes normal. U'mashalim kofar. Pay kofar. Ha-chanami here was a loshna. No difference. O dilma, or maybe, Karen kavanasa lahazik. Karen, the animal doing it on purpose. Hi, in Kavanah Shalahazik. Here, it wasn't on purpose. It was a very unfortunate accident. It's not on purpose. So does the regal pay kofar? We're going to say yes, the regal does pay kofar. We're going to end off yes. Right. But the kofar is for the result. There's a dead person here.
If it's
a regilus. Yes. So Toshma, let's try to bring a following raya. The Brisa says as follows. Hichnis shoro lachatzer balabayis. If someone's shor enters another person's property, shalobrishutso, not with permission, v'nagchol balabayis, and he attacks the owner of the house, the nizik, v'meis, and the nizik dies, right? He gets killed by an ox. Hashor b'skila, so the shor gets skila for that. And Ubailov and the owner, Bain Tam, Bain Muad, Mishalim Kofar Shalim. Whether it's a Tam or a Muad, it makes no difference. There's full Kofar. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. That's Rabbi Tarfon's Shita. There's no such thing as Chati Kofar by a Tam. It's Kofar Shalim. Now, Kofar Shalim Batam, Rabbi Tarfon Minoli, where do you get that from? Where do you learn Chati Kofar by a Tam? It must be, he learns it from the following place. Lav Mishum de Savar Leker Yosef Aglili. He must hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Amar who said, Tam Mishalim Chatzi Kofar Rishus Rabim. Tam pays Chatzi Kofar in Rishus Rabim. Umaisi Lo Mikal V'Chomer Miregel. From a Kal V'Chomer from Regel. What's the Kal V'Chomer from Regel? That Regel is Potter in Rishus Rabim. Right? Right? But if he killed somebody in the Rishus HaNizik, he pays full kofar, right? So Keren, which pays Chatzi kofar in Rishus HaRabim, should certainly pay full kofar in Rishus HaNizik. And the Gemara says, Alma Ika kofar beregel. So what do you see? There's kofar beregel. Black and white. And we're gonna end up saying that's a good raya. That's a good raya. Obviously, it's kofar beregel. Otherwise, Rabbi Tarfon could never hold that there's kofar shalim by a tam in Rosh Hashanah Nizik. It must be that this kofar by regel and this kal v'chomer is applicable. But before we get to Omer of Simi ben Harda, but Simi ben Harda has a kasha on the kal v'chomer. It's a very hard kasha. I'm not sure I understand it myself. His kasha is Tana, but we learnt Tana. So what are you trying to tell me? Minazikin de regel maithila? You're bringing a kal v'chomer from regel? That what? That it's kofar by a tam in Rishus HaNizik? Is that what you're doing? But lifrach, I have a kash on that. Ma l'nezikin de regel. But regel's very unique. You know why? Shekein yeshnon be'esh. Regel is chayiv, where esh is not. Esh is not, esh, there is no kofar by esh. There is no kofar by Eish. Since there's no kofar by Eish, maybe Regel is very special, and only by cases of Regel will there be kofar. But since there's no kofar by Eish, I can't transfer the Kal V'Chomer over to other things. So the Gemara answers, no, you know what happened over here? B'tamun. It was something hidden. And Eish is Potter on Tamun. So the Kal V'Chomer still stands. So the Gemara says, B'ma l'din Tamun, ma l'tamun, shekin yeshno b'bor. But Taman is chayiv on bar. Taman is chayiv on bar. So therefore, the same question. I have a situation where I have a patur, and maybe regel is very unique. So the Gemara says, no, kelim. We're talking about kelim, and kelim is patur on bar. So the Gemara says, mal kelim shekin yeshna be'esh. But esh is chayiv on kelim, and the Gemara answers, mi kelim tumunim. Yeah, we're talking about kelim that are hidden. So kelim that are hidden is not bar. And not shor, and not ish. What do you have left? Regel. So therefore, since regel is the only case we're going to be chayiv is by regel, there is no patur of kofar by the others. Therefore, what? Therefore, I have a valid kal v'chomer. And the Gemara says, "B'mal lekelim tamunim sheyeshnan ba'adam." Aye. What about that you're chayiv on adam? Ela lav shmamina mikofar deregel ma'isila alma diga kofar beregel shmamina. So it must be. Have to work that out exactly what this means. It must be that regel is the source, and there is kofar by regel, and since it's kofar by regel, we can make a kal v'chomer and say that this kofar by tam in rishus hanizik by a keren. And now Amar Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina hachinami mestabra. That must be true. The imkain, because if so, the ikka kofar beregel. These talk about the lega kofar beregel. If there isn't kofar beregel, the tana min nezikin deregel maisila, and we're just bringing the kal v'chomer from the nezikin of regel. Lifroch, I have a kal v'chomer. Ma le nezikin deregel shekin yeshnan beregel. But these are unique to regel. These damages, and that's where regel's chayiv. Who said we can make a kal v'chomer and say that by a tam the same thing would be by keren? Elav sharina mikofar deregel maisila. It must be by kofar of regel, alma kofar beregel. So what do you, ikka kofar beregel? You see, there is kofar beregel, shmamina. That's a good raya. We tried to say that it's kofar by regel, and therefore, since it's kofar by regel, it's kofar by keren through a kal vachomer. We asked the question, who said it has to do with kofar of regel? Maybe it has to do with the nezikin of regel, and we answered that's impossible. Therefore, back to the kofar of regel, and if it has kofar by regel from a kal vachomer, it's kofar by keren. Fine. Next. Famous Mishnah. Adam muad la'olam. An Adam is always a muad, right? There's a lot of musar in that sentence. Adam's always a muad. Adam's always responsible 100% for their actions. You don't believe it? Bein b'shogeg, whether it's by accident. Bein b'mezid, whether it's on purpose. Bein er, whether you're sleeping. Whether you're awake. Bein yashan, whether you're sleeping. What's the difference between sleeping and shogeg? What's the difference? How could you be b'mezid in your sleep? You can't, right? I would have thought that if you're sleeping, you're an ones, right? Shouldn't you be? You're a total ones. Kamashmon, that's not true, right? You're chayiv if you're sleeping. Now, there's going to be cases where you're part if you're sleeping. For example, what does it mean that you're chayiv if you're sleeping? You go to sleep next to some ancient Chinese vase, and you go to sleep right next to it. There's a good chance you're going to break that vase while you sleep and you move around, right? So don't do that. You do that, you're going to be chayiv. What if after you fall asleep, someone puts the vase there? Then you're going to be potter. Because you're not chayiv for everything under the sun in Adam. You're not chayiv for that. Someone puts a vase after you fall asleep, you're not chayiv for that. But in the normal cases, you're chayiv. See me as ein chavero. If you poke out somebody's eye, unfortunately, v'shibur es ha-kelim, or you break the kelim, v'shalim es ha-chalim. You have to pay full damages. But what's that line doing here? The Gemara will explain. Katani, it says in the Mishnah, Sima is ein chavero, you poke out his eye. Dumya, the shibra is a kalim. That's just comparable to breaking kalim. That's why they're together. Ma, hasam, nezek in, arba devarim lo. You don't pay arba devarim. You don't pay tsar, ripui, shevis, and boshes for breaking the vase. It's not shaykh. You don't do that. Af, so too, simas ein chavero, nezek in, arba devarim lo. So too, if you poke at somebody's eye, you only pay nezek, you don't pay the other four. Why not? Says Rashi, last Rashi, delo mechayvi arba devarim, ela o mezid, o karav lemezid. You only pay the four things if you did it be mezid, or karav lemezid. Dumi dechi yeruvan anashim, just like the pasuk of Yechi Yeruvan Anashim, you're fighting, and the baby, and you're fighting with this guy, and you're fighting with this guy, you get pushed into some pregnant woman, and unfortunately she loses the baby, right? That's Karav L'mezid. That's the question, are you going to be Chayav or Pater or not? The Hasam Ksiv, Ripui V'Sheves. That's where you pay Ripui and Sheves. Right? Rebbeinu Chananel, on the Amud Beis, which we could turn over now, because they're there anyway, the Rebbeinu Chananel says that the Makar, it's a different Makar. It's in my Rebbeinu Chanan's third line from the bottom, it says, he has a different makar. You know, nobody learns Rebbeinu Chanan, but there's like diamonds in here. You know your hands tethered to your body. So too a stone, yediyah. So according to the Rebbeinu Chanan, The factor for dal devarim is not mazid or karvel mazid. It's yedia. It's a whole different world. Nakud hai kala biyadecha delo mechayev dal devarim el basa yedia v'kavana. What's the kavana? Doesn't go by mazid. Okay, what's the nafkamina between the two of them? You have to work it out. Now, we're on the top of the base. Minahani mili. How do you know? How do you know what? Says Rashi. The nezek chayev afil b'shogeg. How do you know a person's chayav for a shogeg? How do you know? Amar Chizkia, v'chein tana devei Chizkia, Amar Kra, the Torah says, in Parshas Mishpatim, petze tachas petza, petze tachas potza, right? A wound for a wound, right? A strike for a strike. Rashi points out, don't worry, that pasuk there in Mishpatim says, kiviyah tachas kiviyah, chabur tachas chabura. Don't worry. We're going to explain what all those mean later on that pay dollar. So sit tight, and we'll get there in 40 blot. 40? No, 60. We'll get there in 60 blot. Right? Don't worry about it. We're going to get there. But now we're going to translate this one. What does it mean? Petzatachas patza? L'chayev ala shogeg k'mezid. L'chayev for a shogeg just like a mezid. V'ala ones k'ratzon. And an accident just like on purpose. Right? So the Gemara says, that's not what the petza tachas petza means. That's not what we learn from those three words. From those three words we learn, hai mi boile li tein tsar b'makom nezek. That pasuk tells me that you have to pay tsar even if there is no nezek. For example, Rashi points out, let's say you like these crazy tortures, you hurt somebody under their fingernails. There's no nezek in that. Well, the guy didn't get damaged. It's extremely painful. Right? It's extremely painful. So I could find cases, I'm sure these crazy people could think of ways to torture people without damaging them. So I would think you don't pay nezek in such a case. After all, there's no nezek, only damage. You're chai for that. So that's what those words mean. It doesn't teach me that there's a din of shogeg is chayiv. No, I need it for a whole other limud. So the Gemara says, im kain, lift off kra, petza bipetza. Then I would have known that din. My tachas petza. Why did I say in three an extra word? Shmamina tarti. I learned out both. Okay? I learned out both. Now, it's a famous, famous Gemara. We're back to Hilchos Shabbos. Amar Rabba. Rabba says as follows. Hoyte even munachas lo b'cheko. You have while you're sleeping, somebody sticks a knife or a stone, a knife, in your pocket. You had no idea it was there. You didn't even know. And what happens? V'lo hikirbo. You didn't know it was there. V'amad, you got up. V'nafla. And then it fell out and hurt somebody. You didn't even know it was there. Rashi says, what? No, l'inyan nezek, I'm sorry, l'inyan nezek chayev. Regarding nezek, you're chayev. Why? Adamud l'olam. Rashi says, afkinon shogeg kemezid, l'inyan nezikin yichayev. Yichayev and nezikin. Why? Adamud l'olam. But l'inyan arba dvarim potter. Arba dvarim potter. Why potter? Because it's not a mezid. It's a total accident. You didn't even know it was there. You're not chayev for that. For the arba dvarim. You're only chayev for nezek. Why? Adamud l'olam. Bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'shogeg, it makes no difference. The Arba Devarim, you're not chayav for that. It was a accident. You didn't even know they were there. L'inyan Shabbos. What about L'inyan Shabbos? Right?
Why isn't that like the vase placed afterwards?
If somebody asked that question, why isn't that like the vase placed afterwards?
He was awake.
No, but he wasn't awake.
In this case? He should have been aware that the Evan was there.
Yeah.
Because if he's sleeping in the place of Eze, there's no way that he could possibly have known. But here, it's a simple morning.
So the Nemuka Yosef says it must be you. They all ask that. They all ask your question. That may be the case, maybe by Chesron Yedia. Chesron Yedia is not a reason to make you putter, and the reason why you're putter in the case of when you fall asleep is because whoever put the vase there is going to be chayav, not you. That's the difference. The other guy put the vase there. You were sleeping.
Right?
The other guy's chayav. Not because of Chesron Yedia is putter. Chesron Yedia is not putter. But why are you putter? Because the other guy did it. Yeah.
Another example of this would be a person placing a stone in his lap while he was sleeping and then he stood up after waking and never realized he was sleeping.
Right.
In his lap. It's the same
right. Right.
Maybe that case is, yeah, he knew that it was in his pocket, but he figured he didn't put it there, so he's not fine.
That's what the movie Yosef says.
So once
he knew it was there, and then he forgot. So he knew it was there, and then he forgot. So then you're Odomud Lo'olam. But what about the four Dvarim? There's no mezid for that, so you're going to be Potter. Okay. Now, what about Linyan Shabbos? What about carrying? He carried it. Says the Gemara, "Malachas Mashavas Asr Torah." No, you only chayev on carrying. You only chayev on Shabbos if it's Malachas Mashavas, right? You have to do it on purpose. You have to have intent. Here there was no intent, right? No intent. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, "Wait a minute, isn't this Misasik? Misasik is a much better reason to make somebody putter on Shabbos." Than Malachas Machsheves. Why? Because Mitzasek is putter in all areas of Halacha. Malachas Machsheves is unique to Shabbos. But Mitzasek is putter in all areas of Halacha. If you wear Shatnez Mitzasek and you eat something Asr Mitzasek, all these things are putter. So why did the Gemara have to hang on to Malachas Machsheves? Mitzasik is so much more universal. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, an unbelievable chiddush. He says, Mitzasik, if you have Mitzasik, really, the Torah says you're chayev. Well, the Torah says you're chayev. You did a Ma'is Avera. Happens to be at no kavana. So we're not going to make you bring a carbon. But in reality, you're chayev. You are chayev. Malachas Machsheves, on Shabbos, you're potter. You're potter. Big difference. Now we'll flesh it out. Ask the Igle Tal, wait a minute. How come if I'm carrying and I don't realize something in my pocket because someone else put it there or I totally forgot, really I'm chayev? Midrash I'm chayev. But what? I have to bring a carbon. But if two people carry a piano down the street and you can't carry it by yourself, you're potter midaraisa, you're potter midaraisa, you're chayev midarabanan. What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? One. Yeah, one is what?
One's a question of intent.
Oh! That's exactly what the Achiezer says. When it comes to carrying, two people are carrying one item, it's a question of, he calls it the Eichut HaMalacha. The quality of the Malacha is lacking. That's not what the Torah wanted. But, Midorban, we're going to make a chaya for that. When it comes to Mitzasek, you did the Malacha. You did the Malacha. You carried down the street. But what was the problem? You had no kavana. We're not so makel on you. You did a Maisa Veira. Happens to be you had no kavana. Okay, so we're going to make you be in carbon. Of course we're not going to make you be in carbon. That's why we're not going to go. It's two different worlds. Two different worlds. Right? Two different worlds. We see this two different worlds. Okay? And therefore, we hang our hat on Malachas Machsheves, because it's much more specific to Shabbos, and Malachas Machsheves is not chayev at all. Not even to worry, well, I have Ma'is Avera. No, you didn't do the Ma'is Avera. Yeah, when it comes to other areas of Halacha, you did the Ma'is Avera. It's Mesaseh. But what? The Torah has the Rachmanos on you. We're not going to make you Chayev. When it comes to Malachas Machsheves, though, you're not Chayev at all. Malachas Machsheves is a blanket. It's Mamash not, you didn't do anything. It's like you didn't even do the Ma'is Avera. Why? Because the Ma'is Avera on Shabbos is intrinsically has to be with Machshava. Right. Right.
So what's even the question?
Because that's a big chiddush to even say such a thing.
That's what it's all based on.
Okay, so this is the Gemara that says that. It's fascinating that this idea, it comes up in Masechta Shabbos.
Right.
But this is where it is. This is where the action is. Right here on Bava Kama Chavav. Right, I saw Rav Sachs say for last night, a whole lumdus on Rabbi Akiva Eger and quotes the Gemara right here. Because we're going to have more on Malachas Machsheves in a minute. Now, what about Inyan Golis? What about if you killed somebody with this knife? So putter. You putter. Why you putter? That's not even shogeg. What about l'inyan eved? What about l'inyan eved? What does that mean, l'inyan eved? You killed an eved with this knife. You have to pay the 30 shekel? So that is, b'plukta d'rashir megalel v'rabonim. It's a machlokas. Titania. Harei shal yirabo rofe. If the master is a doctor, v'amalo, and the eved says, my eye is killing me. Master, can you come take a look at it? Kichol eini, come check out my eyes. Vesima, and the master pokes his eye up by mistake. Does the eved go out free? Or chaturli shinai, the master's a dentist, and the eved says, my tooth is killing me. Come, and vipila, and he knocked out his tooth. Says the Tanakama, sichek ba'adon, the eved laughs in the adon's face. Viyachal acheres, he walks out free. Why? Because why does he walk out free? His tooth was knocked out. Rishir ben Elah Omer, no. V'shichasa. It says in the Torah, v'shichasa. You know what that means? Ad shi yitzchavin l'shachasa. You have to have kavanah to do it. He didn't have kavanah to knock his eye out. He had kavanah to heal him. An accident happened. Right, there'll be a lawsuit for malpractice. Separate thing. But he didn't do it on purpose. Hikirba. One minute. What's Hikirba? Hikirba.
Right,
Hikirba, he knew that it was there. Hikirba, he knew that it was there. V'shichacha, then he forgot. Then v'amad v'nafla, and then he did damage. So again, l'inyan azikin chayef. Regarding azikin, you're chayef. Adamu l'olam. L'inyan al dvarim potter. You're potter. It's not Nathan. It's not Carl. You forgot. L'inyan galos chayef. Regarding galos. Because the Amar Kra, because the Torah says, Bishkaga, Michlal, the Havila Yediyah. You had to have a Yediyah in the beginning.
Right, but then what was going on with the Gals if you decided to get
by the Gol Hadad. So since you knew you... You're right. But the Torah requires that if you have an idea in the beginning, then you do go to Gol, and if not, not. So the Torah says. So since you knew you had the knife now, you go to Gol. Ah, at the moment of the death, I didn't know, I forgot. Doesn't make a difference. That's what the Torah says. Right. But he knew that. Right. But how did he do? How do you do? Linyan Shabbos. What about when it comes to Shabbos? Again. Linyan Shabbos. Melechus Machshavas. Be'inon. We need Melechus Machshavas. No, I skipped. Linyan Shabbos. Potter. Right? You're Potter. Linyan Eved. What about Eved? Again, pulls into a shirim and a little verabana. That's the same achlok as if it's on purpose or not. Now, what about this case? It's Chavin Lizrok Shtaya Vizorek Arba. You wanted to throw 2 feet, 2 amos, and you threw the knife 4 amos. Again, right? You wanted to throw the knife 2 amos, but ended up going further than you intended. So you chayef for that? Le'in yin nazikin chayef. Why? Adamur lo'olam. Le'in yin dal devarim potter. Dal devarim potter. Why? That wasn't on purpose. I didn't want to throw it so far. You were standing 4 amos away. I wanted to throw 2 amos away. I didn't know. Le'in yin Shabbos. What about regarding Shabbos? Melechus machsheves be'inon. You need melechus machsheves. And what? There is no melechus machsheves. I didn't intend to do a melacha. I intended to throw it 2 amos. 2 amos, not a melacha. It's got to travel 4. Linyan galus. What about linyan galus? I said, you're going to be chayef. Why? Asher lo ti da'am rachmana. Because the Torah says that if you lie in wait and kill somebody, that's b'shog, that's b'mezim. Pratlin is chayef and lose rakshtayim is a rakdalim. To exclude a case, I wanted to throw 2. Happens to go 4 and I killed you. That, for that you go to galus. Linyan eved. What about eved? B'plut to d'rashir megalil v'rabana. Fine. What if you threw it 4? You wanted to throw it 4 and it went 8. So le'inyan nezikin chayef. You chayef for that. Why? Adamur la'olam. Le'inyan dval devarim potter. For dval devarim you potter. Says Rashi, because it's not karv l'mezid. It's not karv l'mezid. Le'inyan Shabbos. So regarding Shabbos, it depends. Be'omer, if you said, komakom shetirtze tanuch. Wherever it lands is good by me. Wherever it lands is good by me. Then in. Ilo lo. Why? Because why? Ilo lo. Why are you going to be potter if you didn't have that intent? Because you didn't intend to do a malacha. So therefore, there's no malachas machsheves, and you're going to be potter. Le'inyan galos. What about galos? Asher lo tzida. It says asher lo tzida. Prat l'nischav and lizrak arba v'zarak shmona. To exclude me, you wanted to throw it 4, and you threw it 8. Le'inyan eved. What about eved? Bepulks into Hashir ben Gamliel v'rabbanon. The machlokas between Hashir ben Gamliel and the Rabbanon. Okay, I wanted to say there's a steer in the Rambam. I wanted to say that, but we'll say 2 more lines so I can ask, so I can tell you the following story. Ready? From our Rabba. Rabba says as follows: Zara kli mi rosh hagad. If you threw a kli off a roof, v'haya tacht of karmo cut. Let's skip. From our Rabba. Zara kli mi rosh hagad. You threw a kli off a roof, uba achav a shivro, and somebody else. And while it's falling down from the Empire State Building, from the 100th floor, you threw it from the 100th floor, and on its way down, somebody opens the window and smashes the kli and breaks it. B'maka, with a stick, potter. The breaker is potter. My time, why is the breaker potter? Mana tavra tavar. You broke a broken item. What? We had this already. You broke a broken item. Says Rashi, Zorak, Bal HaKli, Kli, Mirosh HaGag. The owner of the kli threw his own kli off the top of the roof. Right? Why does Rashi say that? If you throw your own kli off a roof, aren't you mafker it? Aren't you destroying your own kli? Of course the guy who breaks is going to be potter. I take my junk, I throw it off the roof, of course I'm going to be potter. Why does Rashi have to say that? That's your homework for Shabbos. And we will resume. Well, there's 3 reasons. There's a big discussion here among the Beit HaLevi, the Nachas David, the Brisker Rav. All, why did Rashi have to mention that you, the owner of the kli was being ma'aved his own kli, and the guy who breaks it is still potter. Of course he's potter. The guy was masquerade, no? Okay. Everyone have a good Shabbos, and we'll resume tomorrow.